Put on protective gloves and an apron if available and follow the steps below to treat bleeding. Sit or lie. Help the casualty to sit or lie down and reassure them. Examine. Examine the wound to look for embedded objects. Do not remove an embedded object. Note how the wound is bleeding so that you can describe it to medical staff when it is covered with a dressing. Pressure. Apply continuous direct pressure over the wound with your fingers or palm of your hand to stop the bleeding. If available, place a sterile wound dressing or non-fluffy clean cloth pad over the wound and apply pressure to it. Once the bleeding is under control, secure the dressing or pad with a bandage. It needs to be tight enough to maintain pressure, but not so tight that it restricts blood flow to the rest of the limb. If the dressing gets saturated with blood, remove it and make sure you are applying direct pressure to the exact point of bleeding. Only redress the wound once bleeding is controlled. Infection control. Before giving first aid, wear gloves and aprons that are not thin, worn or torn. Wear two pairs of gloves if possible. Wear a face mask if possible. Do not cough or sneeze onto the casualty's wounds. Use sterile bandages and dressings. After giving first aid, if you are accidentally cut and there is blood from the casualty near or in your cut, wash immediately, cover the wound and seek medical advice. Gloves, aprons and soiled dressings should be double bagged and securely sealed before disposal, ideally in an orange clinical waste bag.